Though born of Ukrainian parents, Vera Nekonechny never set foot in Ukraine until she was well into her 40s. She has been living in northeast Philadelphia since she was a teenager. She weaves, stitches, and crafts traditional Ukrainian patterns and styles, like a set of bridal headdresses, some adorned with flowers made out of white feathers.
This is all done out of goose feathers, which I smuggled them in from Ukraine.
There is no one Ukrainian tradition. Nekonechny says there are 22 different patterns, 200 different stitches, so every village in every region developed its own fiercely independent technique.
Two villages do this. This has two rows of feathers. The other one only has one row of feathers. Villages next to each other, and they compete who's prettier.
When Ukraine was absorbed into the Soviet Union, the communist government stamped out all traditional arts to make way for its all-encompassing Soviet style. Many pieces of distinctive art were seized, and women embroidering in the regional way were persecuted. Nekonechny has spent years touring rural villages in the Carpathian Mountains, searching for old women who remember how to weave and embroider in their traditional ways. Those efforts have brought her to the National Endowment for the Arts Heritage Fellowship, of which only 9 were awarded this year.
It is such a honor. I think it's the highest. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm such a crier when it's emotional. But it's the highest honor that one can receive. I'm the second Ukrainian that has received this.
Nekonechny's traditional wedding headpieces will be exhibited in October at Wheaton Arts in Millville, New Jersey. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.